Greetings, everyone. This is Chief coming to you from Boston, and we are going to discuss all things cannabis, keep you up to date on current events, give you some opinion on some of these current cannabis stories regarding New England. And of course, if you're looking to get into the cannabis business, licensed or unlicensed, go ahead and follow me. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, you name it, MassBayCannabis.org. Go to MassBayCannabis.org. Go ahead and click on Start Your Own Private Cannabis Club. We got some curriculum online that you can connect through there at chiefspeaks.thinkific.com. Okay, so we got lots of information for you online. Thanks for following me. My name's Chief, and we're going to chop it up about cannabis in New England. Okay, thank you. Okay, so there's a headline going around. It's trending, hot topic, whatever you want to call it. Facebook, Twitter, and it's really it's MJ Biz Daily headline. And it's a headline where they kind of copied a MassLive.com article talking about social equity and cannabis, talking about, the lack of social equity in the Massachusetts market. And the MJ Biz Daily headline, when it pops up on Facebook, it says only 5 applicants for 123 social equity marijuana permits in Massachusetts. Okay, it says published June 20th, Marijuana Business Daily, MJBizDaily.com, right? And so you go there, boom, boom, and it just has like a paragraph. It says only 5 entrepreneurs have turned in business license applications through 123 permits, though 123 permits are up for grabs, according to MassLive.com. They have another quote from MassLive.com, but it's basically they're just reposting, right? It says, despite a well-intentioned social equity program in Massachusetts that aims to provide a pathway into the cannabis industry for victims of the war on drugs, few have jumped at the opportunity. Only 5 entrepreneurs have turned in business license applications, though 123 permits are up for grabs. Okay, and so if you follow it through right to the MassLive.com article, it says state cannabis law offers licenses for marginalized populations, but few apply, experts said in Holyoke panel discussion. Okay, so that's just what's going on there with these. That's what the headlines say. And so Commissioner Shalene Tidal got on social media and said, hey, these articles are garbage. She said they're false, I believe. You know, and I think, you know, she's right. You know, if you're just talking about the headline, and she's right that these reporters don't really, they mixed up. What happened here is they mixed up social equity and economic empowerment as far as the programs coming out of Cannabis Control Commission. So they're talking about economic empowerment applicants apply. There's 123 economic empowerment applicants, and there's just 5 or more have completed an application for the state. And then social equity is another program that the Cannabis Control Commission has, which does have more than 5 people, you know what I mean, that have signed up. And I think they're in probably their second group now. And so so that's why I think Commissioner Tidal was upset with the, or not upset, but just, you know, frustrated with the articles there. And the issue is, I'll tell you what the issue is right now, is that there's simply not enough good reporting on this social equity stuff in cannabis. There's articles, right? But there's not enough really good reporting. You can tell here because they're mixing up social equity program from Cannabis Control Commission and social equity generally as something that you would look for in the industry. And so this is kind of what we're saying. There's not enough people really reporting from our side, unfortunately. And when you're wondering why there's not enough social equity in the cannabis market here in Massachusetts, you have to look at the media as well and say, hey, how much has the media lent to this problem you know, how much has the media really helped us here, and how much is it really harming us? You know what I mean? Greetings, everyone. This is Chief coming to you from Boston, and we are going to discuss all things cannabis, keep you up to date on current events, give you some opinion on some of these current cannabis stories regarding New England. And of course, if you're looking to get into the cannabis business, licensed or unlicensed, go ahead and follow me. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, you name it, MassBayCannabis.org. Go to MassBayCannabis.org. Go ahead and click on Start Your Own Private Cannabis Club. We got some curriculum online that you can connect through there at chiefspeaks.thinkific.com. Okay, so we got lots of information for you online. Thanks for following me. My name's Chief, and we're going to chop it up about cannabis in New England. Okay, thank you.